More snow, more cold, more budget. Ah, yes, it is winter here in New England. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook for Franklin, Mass., February 8th through February 14, 2026. February, yes, brings the beginning to the FY27 budget cycle. And yes, there is more daylight in the forecast, so it is hope on that side. Hope not so much on the budget front, especially if you're looking for prior cuts to get restored. February 10th, the school committee holds the public hearing on the FY2027 budget proposal. Of note, the meeting also moves to a 6 p.m. start time to provide sufficient time for the line item review by the committee and the community. Per the preview we received at the January 27th meeting, they'll bring in a level service budget at 2.5% increase over prior year, which also means cuts made last year won't come back. Fees at this point don't change either up or down. Stay tuned. Wednesday, February 11th, the town council gets the capital budget and the five-year fiscal forecast with plenty of info on the seriousness of our budget situation, especially given the prior override failures. Town Administrator Jamie Helen writes that using one-time money to balance this budget, quote, I have provided a model to give everyone time to strategize a game plan for the future without any department cuts or conversations about property tax increases in FY27, end quote. What that statement doesn't say is nothing previously cut gets restored, especially on the school budget side, but also across the town department budgets. And we will start out next year's budget cycle, FY2028, in the hole by however much one-time funds are used to balance the budget this year. The capital budget proposal is less than normal as $2 million in free cash is held aside to help balance the budget, as noted above. And by kicking the can down the road again using free cash, it digs us the hole for the next budget cycle. Fasten your seatbelt for these budget conversations. They won't be easy. There are a number of other regular board and committee meetings scheduled for this week, some adjusted to avoid the school vacation coming next week. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with a look back on the week that was in Franklin, Mass. From February 1 through February 7, 2026. The school committee conducted their brief and remote-only meeting on Tuesday to authorize the transfer of accounting for health care to the town budget line item 910. Franklin.news has the recap in the video link. The town council conducted their shortest session of the new term on Wednesday, in part by punting on setting goals and reserving time for a lengthy executive session to review property decisions. Franklin.news has the recap in video link. On the high school video recorded and broadcast by Franklin TV, girls basketball on Tuesday, boys basketball on Wednesday, FHS Winter Jazz Concert of January 27th was made available on YouTube. On the community video front, Joe Landry's presentation on industry throughout the years in Franklin is available. The presentation at the library on the Tommaso Giugliaris mural held in October 2025 is now also available for viewing on the Franklin TV All Access YouTube channel. The links for those are in franklin.news. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.